Today in the community spotlight on 88.1 MyFM and LanarkLeadsToday.ca, the health unit once again. That's what we do on Wednesday. It's the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit joining us, as she does pretty much every Wednesday, Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health. Welcome back, Dr. Lee.
Hi, everyone.
And also Andrew Dunn, Senior Public Health Inspector. Welcome, Andrew.
Thank you very much. Greetings.
Now, this week is Dog Bite Prevention Week. Is the number of dog bites increasing, Dr. Lee?
A few things to mention. So, in 2023, as part of the provincial rabies prevention program that all health units have some involvement in, our health unit responded to over 500 incidents of people being bitten by animals. It is not an unusual number. We have similar numbers every year. With animal encounters is often what we call them, incidents. And many of them involve dog bites, because the animals that are most likely to be around people is indeed dogs. Many people have pets. Sometimes you'll see a dog that's out and about, and that's where a lot of these incidents would happen. So really today we want to remind people to take steps and what are some of the strategies to prevent the dog bites and the risk of some of the health issues that may come.
So, Dr. Lee, what's the health unit's message about dog bite prevention then?
A big proportion of those 500 incidents that involve dogs, a big proportion of them could have been prevented. And in fact, pretty much all bite incidents can be prevented with a few key components. One of the things that I want to mention is that dog bites actually, I think people are well aware of rabies risk, but there are other injuries, for example, as well as other infections that can happen as a result of dog and animal bites. And the most important thing to do is awareness, and especially that any dog can bite given the right circumstances. Even the friendliest, cuddliest, and best-natured dogs can be a risk, and it's not because it's a bad dog or the dog is behaving inappropriately. It's because something has happened that makes it feel appropriate or be a risk for the dog to bite. And sometimes as well, dogs may feel that they're nipping and it's almost a warning, but it can be a bite because our skin is quite fragile.
So, Andrew, what are some of the reasons a dog may indeed bite someone?
Well, you could have a whole day's worth of talk about this, but really, dogs biting is just another way of expressing feelings that dogs have. They don't have a lot of ways to do that. They wag their tails, they can growl, they put their tails between their legs, lower their heads, put their ears back. Biting is just another version of that expressing. And as Dr. Lena said, it's not often because they're bad dogs or they have rabies. It's just they're expressing an emotion, and often it's a warning. So some of the reasons that dogs really will bite is quite often they're in a stressful situation. They're often defending themselves or defending their territories, or at least think they are. Sometimes dogs can bite because they're scared or startled, just the same way that humans can react adversely in the same situations, except we don't bite. They can bite if they feel threatened. They like to protect their possessions, things that they consider valuable to themselves. So, puppies, they'll protect their food, they'll protect their favorite toy. Sometimes they will bite when they're not feeling well, or if they're sick or injured and they're being bothered by someone. Again, just a way of communicating their emotions.
So, can you give us some precautions to prevent being bitten by a dog then?
Yeah, and it's not to the point of being an animal psychologist. It's just being aware of situations. One of the things we always ask people when we're in following up with a dog bite is assessing whether or not it was provoked or not. And people never like to hear that we think it was provoked because they weren't sitting around asking to be bitten by a dog. But when you look at it from the dog's point of view, you could say that maybe it was being provoked. It was in a situation where biting could be looked at as relatively normal. So be mindful of dogs that are not feeling well, dogs that are injured, dogs that are sick. Be very mindful of that. They can bite out of fear or confusion. If you do come across a dog that's injured or sick, it's not that you'd want to ignore it, but you might have to be very, very careful, extreme caution. Call a professional, call the police if you have to. Sometimes they know the resources needed to take care of an animal that you find. Dogs that are eating or sleeping, best to leave them alone. Everybody's heard the saying, let sleeping dogs lie. Never ever leave children, young children, especially infants, alone with a dog. It's hard to teach kids the rules of interacting with a dog. A lot of the bites that we investigate are ones where ch children were left alone with dogs, and we don't really know what happened, but something happened between the child and the dog. So never ever leave your children alone with dogs, even if you think they're the best dogs in the world. Never tease the dog, never take their toy, don't roughhouse, don't do things that you think are cute, like pulling on its ears or rubbing your nose in its nose. Some dogs may like that, some may not. And if you're face to face with a dog and it doesn't like it, you're going to know it quickly. So some of these are kind of common sense, but a lot of the bites that we investigate do involve just these sort of things.
So maybe you can talk to us a little bit about the right way, to approach a dog then, Andrew.
If you're coming across, if it's your own dog or a dog that you're very, very familiar with, you start to learn these things. But if it's a dog you're not familiar with, or a dog that you approach in the street, or a dog that's approaching you, understand their body language. Wagging tail, that says a dog is relatively happy. If its head's lowered, ears back, tail's between its legs, teeth bare, it's not a happy dog. It's not interested in interacting. So try to learn a little bit about their body language. Often it is there. If it's a dog that's with its owner or on a leash, and a lot of bite incidents we have are where the dog is with someone, but always ask the owner if it's okay to approach the dog. If the owner is aware that their dog is a little bit leery of strangers, then they should tell you no, best not to. Or if you are going to approach slowly, approach from the side rather than from head on. Let it sniff you. Always best to let it sniff the back of your hand as opposed to the palm of your hand. It's less aggressive to them. If it's a dog that's unattended, steer clear. Just avoid it. If a strange dog approaches and is an aggressive one, try not to panic. Try not to run. Try not to scream and yell. That will just escalate a situation. Sometimes dogs are just interested in chase behavior. So if you run or kick up a fuss, that just gets them more excited. So try to be calm, move slowly away. Obviously, in worst case scenarios where it's clear that the dog is going to be aggressive or if it attacks you, make yourself small, get down on the ground, cover your head, cover your neck. Give as few things for the dog to bite as possible. Usually, if you're not fighting back and not creating a fuss, the dog's not all that interested anymore.
So, Dr. Lee, do you have advice for dog owners?
Yeah, and really to emphasize what Andrew was saying about some of these other elements about avoiding dog bites. So then from the dog owner's perspective, what can you do? A few things to know. First of all, a lot of what Andrew was talking about, I think one of the key things he mentioned is knowing if it's your own dog, you know its body language, you know where its lines might be and how to best behave and what to avoid. So keeping that in mind, the second is keeping your dog under control around other people, especially if they're out and about, if you're walking them, keeping them on a leash, making sure that anybody who approaches your dog does so safely, especially if you know that you have a dog that's a little bit nervous or doesn't really warm up to people easily. Communicating that to people if they approach. If you're not sure how your dog is going to react, then letting people know to give it space. And then for your dog as well, because oftentimes the biting is because the situation is stressful for your dog. So for your dog's sake as well, removing them from situations where it might be stressful, or avoiding situations where you think, oh, you can anticipate that there might be a stressful situation coming. Fencing in your yard and having signs to let people know that there's a dog on premises, so they know what to expect. Those are some important things that dog owners can do. And then not least, as a final element, is getting dogs vaccinated for rabies so that we're as prepared as possible to prevent rabies transmission.
And Andrew, in our last few seconds here, where can people go for further information?
Just quickly on the owner thing. We often when we're investigating a bite and we talk to the owner, one of the things they always say is, "I never in a million years would have thought my dog would bite anyone." And when we look at it, it's because they were presented with a situation that was unfamiliar to the dog. So even if you think you've got the best behaved dog in the world, just be very aware of those sorts of things, what you're putting them up to, be aware that these things can happen. As far as more information, we put a new resource on our website today, actually. It's called Any Dog Can Bite. It's a great little resource poster for it was intended for children, but it's really good for anyone. It's just a short what we call infographic or poster on tips on how not to be bitten. We're kind of promoting it and spreading it passively. We're not actively going out, but people who want to see it, people who would like to post it somewhere, people who'd like to put it in their store or their pet shop, it's there for people to put up. Other than that, we have a lot of good information on our website in general. One of the links is to the American Veterinary Medical Association, where we get a lot of our information from. They have pages and pages and pages of good information about preventing dog bites and especially for owners, how to create situations where it's unlikely your dog would bite anyone. For anybody who's out and about, who walks, who bikes, for children who are out and about, we all encounter dogs, so it's all very good information to be aware of.
All right. Well, I want to thank both of you for joining me today. We will put that information up on our website, lanarkleadstoday.ca. Dr. Lee, always a pleasure.
Always good to be here.
And Andrew, it's a pleasure speaking to you as well, sir.
Thanks so much.
That'll do it for another Community Spotlight here on 88.1 MyFM and lanarkleadstoday.ca. I'm Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening.